Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
Marisa, we're looking at the new Sally Rooney book. They're saying that this is like Christmas and Thanksgiving and New Year's and every birthday all rolled into one for the bookshops because they're going to shift so many units today that it's going to be like Christmas in terms of books and the volume of books sold because Sally Rooney is finally releasing Intermission.
That was a movie.
Interstellar.
That was another movie as well. Yeah, Intermezzo. I think that's how you pronounce it, or is it Intermezzo?
Intermezzo.
Italian word, right? There you go. Okay. Italian word for the day. But this is going to be apparently the busiest day in the bookstores for the whole year. And that was actually a quote in a newspaper today, which kind of upset me a little bit. Lily in Waterstones in Cork City said, she's quoted in an article today saying, "The buzz will be mighty. There's no bigger publishing event happening this year."
Oh dear. She's making it about herself again. Now, here we go.
Lily, October 24th.
The ego has landed.
Is actually another big publishing day. Because
is it?
I have a book out that day.
Do you?
Myself and Jenny Kelly.
Awkward moment,
formerly,
by the way.
This parish.
Awkward moment over lunch. Mairead told me she had a book and I was like, what?
Really? I didn't know that.
I didn't know you could write.
You could spell. Jenny does all the spelling.
Ray comes up with
the ideas and Jenny's like, I'll write it down. So the ladies have a book out next month.
Oh, yeah.
And you're not allowed to see what's in it.
Can't tell you what's in it. It's called What We Know Now, Lessons on Life, Love, Loss and Friendship. So you too would love it. Friendship.
A lot of love. Loss.
You lost. There was a bit of loss in there.
What's the title again?
What We Know Now.
Is it a short story then? Yeah, it is.
It's not, okay, it's not as big as Sally's.
That's a chunky monkey.
It's a chunky monkey book. This has got about 440 something pages. Okay, 441. Oh no, that's the acknowledgements. Let me see. 437 pages. Ours wouldn't be as chunky as that, no?
Okay.
It's about 300. But we'll have volume two, do you know?
Yeah, there'll be more of those. You'll have
what
a sequel.
What We Know Now.
Provided you keep living, you'll keep learning.
Exactly.
Genuinely, I'm not taking away from it. It's awesome that you've got a book out. And you'll come back and we'll talk about it next month.
Yeah.
But with the Sally Rooney thing, a few questions I have about it.
Okay.
Now, I'm not a Sally Rooney reader. I tried one episode of the Paul Mescal thing.
Normal People,
I tried an episode of that and I was like, I know. Do you know what? It's one of those things you don't even need to try it to know. It's like,
was it too uncomfortable for you?
No, it's like,
You're normally good with awkward.
Awkward is my brand.
Yeah.
That kind of situation of like, I don't need to try it to know it's not for me. Like oysters or the two Johnnies or hot yoga or running a marathon.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't need to try it to know it's not for me.
Okay. Yeah.
But that's not taking away from people who do like it. Do you know what I mean? Some people would be into it.
So everybody was so mad about Normal People, the book when it came out, and then, of course, the series, I think it was 12-part series. 12 felt a little bit too long.
Right.
I think it could have been edited to 9, 8 maybe.
But they knew it was going to be a hit.
They knew it was going to be a huge hit. But I think that's because at that time, none of us could touch each other. It was COVID.
It was of the moment.
There's a lot of touching in Normal People. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of touching. And I think that's why the TV series was such a huge hit.
Had you read any Sally Rooney before?
No. I then went back and read the first one.
After you watched Normal
After
People.
I watched Normal People. And it was fine. It wouldn't be my favourite book. I thought it was grand.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
What is the thing then that, because people are crazy about Sally Rooney, what is the thing that people are connecting with so much? It's a generational thing, I guess. It's not just a male versus female
put
thing.
I bought it today. There was a lot of people in Dubray Books on Grafton Street when I bought this. And I bought it after we'd had chat. So I'm hoping I get this back in expense as well. $14.99, do you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, just give me the receipt and I'll make sure that you're looked after.
Thanks,
you can only give me the receipt, though. And I'll make sure. Pick a page.
I'm going to get JP read a page. But I was upstairs in the kitchen. I made a cup of tea there and I didn't have to pay for that, which was great. And a young girl, young, cool staff member from Today FM, who I don't know, got very excited when she saw the book. So I went, they're the Sally gals.
Yeah, they're the Sally squad.
Here, look.
It's got printing on the side of it.
It's lovely. It's like a flag. It's like a GAA flag.
For who's blue and white?
Monaghan, maybe.
Go on, grab it there, JP.
BlackRock too.
Page Leinster. They're the Leinster.
Leinster.
What page? Give me a page.
101.
101. This will be the first time I've read any Sally Rooney.
Hopefully there's no spoilers on page 101. Hopefully the most consequential thing that happens in the book.
We're going in blind here. There may be some sexy scenes. We don't know.
First paragraph.
Right. He glances over at her here as if to make sure she's listening before going on. Anyway, he says, it was kind of funny sometimes, the delivery thing, because of the weird stuff people would order. And it was good to get the exercise. But on the other hand, I almost got killed a few times, so that aspect put me off. Oh God, really? This is weird. I've heard about this. She writes in a weird way where she doesn't attribute the quotes to anyone and nothing is in quotes. So you're reading the words, look at that page. You wouldn't know that was a conversation, but it is a conversation.
Is there sex in it? Is it supposed to be sexy?
Oh, I say there is because it's...
Pick a different page, JP. I want some sexy.
See if we can flick through and get some sex here.
No. Well, the story, this is not a spoiler alert, but it follows two brothers, I think one's in his 30s, one's in his 20s, and they've lost their dad. Their dad's passed away and they're dealing with that loss. But there's also a bit of a love story in there too. There'd have to be a love story if it's...
She rises from the chair and goes to sit by his side on the sofa, touching gently his hair. And he lays his hand on her knee. And he's right, she thinks. If being around his brother... Oop. Makes him feel bad, why should he have to do it? On the other hand, it strikes her as some kind of imperative. Where's the sex bit? Perhaps even a law of nature that people should do their best for one another.
Lower and slower.
Hang on, I'm skirting ahead with my eyes to see if it gets juicy.
He's stroking his tattoo here, by the way.
Dimly, she wonders now whether she's been thinking somehow about herself, her own circumstances, and she feels her face again growing flushed. It is this, she thinks. Her own sense of identification. Again, that's not sexy. It kind of goes sexy and then not sexy.
Sexy on sexy. Little suggestions of sexiness. Mm.
It's the tease. Isn't that what Sally Rooney is all about, the tease?
Well, I don't know if there's much teasing in the other books. No? It's just straight in. Anyway, the reviews are saying it's her best book yet. Wow. And The Guardian has said it's utterly perfect.
Wow.
So I can come back and, I don't know, maybe the end of November. I'll tell you what I thought.
Do you know what? The Guardian's going to be saying Mairead and Jenny's new book. And they're going to be like, utterly perfect. What we were saying about Sally Rooney earlier in the year, forget it. They've topped it. They've beaten Sally.
They've beaten.
Let me make a phone call. 1 second. Hang on. Let's see. We'll call a bookshop and see how it's selling.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
Hey, it's ringing.
It's still ringing.
Yeah, they're very busy.
They're flogging Sally Rooney books.
Yeah, the tills are hopping.
She's got all the covers. The windows are packed with Sally.
Yes.
This is Cork, I'm ringing.
Are you ringing?
Ring Castlebar.
Isn't that where Sally Rooney's from?
Give us the Castlebar number there, sorry.
All right, okay.
Nobody's answering in Cork.
Is that the one that said it's the biggest publishing day?
That's why I wanted to ring.
Lily.
I thought was it Lily or Lisa?
Lily, I think. Lily and Waterstones.
JP, have you got the number for me there?
I'm looking for it now. You're some dumb. I'm scrolling. Hang tight. Oh, yeah. Here we go. 094.
Right. 1 second now. Hang on. Yeah.
094 902.
Hang on 1 second. Right, we're back on. Sorry. I'll dial them. Line two there, lads. Go on. Sorry, mea culpa.
Should be Castle Books.
Hello.
Castle.
Thank you for calling the Castle Bookshop. Oh. For school book queries, please press 1. No. For all other queries, please press 2. Thank you.
Sally Rooney queries. 2.
Please hold. So 2. Oh, sorry, 1 second. Got to dial that. Sorry. Hello?
I'm glad this isn't live and we can edit this out later.
Yeah, this is all...
It's good, isn't it?
Hello? Hello? They're gone, sorry.
Busy. Busy out.
They're as busy as Simon Harris in the bookshops today. Do you know?
One second.
They're just
Hello,
so busy.
Thank you for calling the Castle Bookshop. For school book queries, please press 1. For all other queries, please press 2. Thank you.
There's 2.
You are mashing that button.
It's not working, lads.
It's not gone through.
Anyway, that went...
That went well, didn't it?
Do you think it went pretty well? I think it went well. So, Sally Rooney's new book... It's called Intercourse. Or lack thereof. And it's available in all good bookshops now. And the ones that answer their phones.
Mairead, you mentioned in passing, super subtly, that you have a book coming out.
Just October 24th.
Mairead's posse has been in touch.
Oh, the Mairead squad.
Yeah.
No, Mairead. The Ronan rabble.
Mairead, strangely, very close to Mairead, that name Mairead, she says, afternoon, boys. Am I wrong that I'm more excited about Jenny and Mairead's book?
Yay!
Can't wait to get my hands on it. Sally who?
Is there an audiobook of it? Will you be doing an audiobook?
There's not. We did ask about it because obviously we'd get JP to do it.
Yeah, follow it on the sexy intermezzo bits there a minute ago.
But no, not yet. We'll see how big the demand is.
Do one more page for us, JP. Go on.
I'll go on.
Look, let's just hope we get a sexy bit.
Page 69.
It's probably... Hang on. Oh, hang on.
He's gone towards the back of the book now.
He rests
Hang on. Let me get some music if you're going to do this.
Now, this could be a spoiler. There's only about 20% of the book left on that page you've chosen.
So don't ruin it for people.
I'm desperately trying to see if this is a sexy or safe for the radio.
You can clean it up for the radio.
He rests.
Okay, slow and slow, okay?
Page 331 of Intermezzo, the new Sally Rooney book. He rests the pizza box on the dining table and then stands, uncomprehending, staring down at the orange and red printed pattern on the top of the box.
Sally does a lot of detail for a pizza box. She's just filling out the word count now.
Oh, I see the mistake I've made.
Mairead knows exactly what I'm talking about. Jenny, how many words is that? It's only 7 more words.
Can we put it in 14 font? It fills up the page quicker.
Massive double line spacing.
Sorry, I know where I went wrong here. The line continues, showing an image of a chef in a toque hat kissing his fingers.
Yeah, it's a pizza box.
I saw the words kissing his fingers and assumed the passage will be about sex, but no, it's about a pizza box.
Oh, yeah, that's so awesome. Tell me more about the chef at the top of the pizza box. Oh, man, I'm sold. I'm getting 6 copies of this. I'm going to roll around to this tonight. Do you want to call another bookshop? See how they're selling?
Go on, too, yeah.
Where do you want to call?
Let's go for McLaughlin's bookshop in Westport, Mayo.
By the way, one of the bookshops we were calling a couple of minutes ago, the one in Castlebar.
Hmm?
Castle Books.
They're my cousins.
Oh, you didn't know that?
My cousin owns it.
Right. Your number's blocked.
That's what it is. They're like, that's our cousin. Don't pick up the phone. Yeah, yeah. We know what he wants.
Free books.
Do you have any books?
How are you? Listen.
I like trailers.
Do you have any books? Come here, is that a bookshop? Yeah. Do you have any books? Where do you want me to call?
Are you going to pay for
McLaughlin's
my car park?
In Westport, please. Let's go.
Yeah. Hey, it's ringing. Hello, McLaughlin's Bookshop, is it?
It is, yes.
Hello there, Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
I'm good now, thank you.
I just want to inquire about the Sally Rooney. We've been talking about that this afternoon. How's it going? Is it selling well?
Yes, it's going very well now this morning, yes.
Were the people in queue? I know a number of bookshops were opening early. Some were opening overnight even, so to get sales. Did you do any special events?
No, we didn't do that, now.
But were the fans out? Were they showing up early for today?
Yeah, we had a few early customers out looking for it, yeah.
Wow. Yep. And do you think, not getting into your business, but do you reckon it would have shifted more units than a normal Tuesday morning?
Oh, I'd say so, yes.
Right, okay.
No, I think it'll definitely be one of the big ones for Christmas now.
Awesome. Well, they're saying today was a big day and there was a lot of anticipation for it. Did you have pre-orders for it already?
We had a couple of pre-orders, yes.
Right, okay. Are you Westport?
We're Westport, yeah. Right, okay. She's Castlebar girl, yes.
Yeah, a certain amount of pride, I imagine, as well, for a local Mayo writer.
Yes, exactly.
She's doing brilliant.
It's great to see somebody local arrive.
That's fantastic. Oh, it's brilliant. She's doing so well, not just like in Ireland, but like internationally. She's exploded in all the good ways.
Oh, fabulous, yeah. It's great to see somebody, as I said, fairly local, doing so well.
Yeah, only up the road. Have you read any Sally Rooney yourself?
I read Normal People, yes.
Right, it seems everyone except me has read it. what did you make of it? You didn't stick with her, I guess.
I liked it, all right. I did like it, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was very good. Yeah.
Yeah, but better the, when you see him, he's better. Paul in the chain and the shorts. thanks so much for taking the call. Let me to interrupt your day. You can go sell more Sally. Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you.
Bye. 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 Bye.
Ray Foley with Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a difference. Careplus.ie.
Never asked if she had any books.
You didn't.
I didn't. It was McLaughlin's in Westport. McLaughlin's, am I right? Thanks to them for taking the call. Maria Drone, lovely to see you as always.
Thank you.
Will you come in next month then and tell us about your new book?
Yeah, I will. Are you going to pay my car park that time? Because I bought lunch and bought a book and I'm about 4 hours
to go to ads. I'll get back to you. I tell you what, we're only booking Maria, by the way, provided she puts some sexy stuff on page 69. So JB can do the voiceover. We'll see you next month.
See you next month. Can't wait.
Can't wait?
Oh. A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show. Hey.